Hello and welcome back to the Ringlet Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So this has been months in the making. It hasn't necessarily been months like, you know, 8 hours a day, back to back, 5 days a week sort of thing. But it's definitely been something that's been cooking in the background, partly because it's a numbers game. It's a higher or lower game, but I didn't want to just think of random numbers. I wanted to find numbers that were maybe where you didn't expect numbers to be a thing, sort of. So the interesting ones, I suppose. I think you'll see roughly what I mean. Maybe numbers you won't have thought about before. But where everyone knows how to play higher or lower, you start with two things and you have to guess which ones, if it's higher or if it's lower than the previous entry. And I had to really think about the order here because I was thinking about what you'd be thinking and stuff like that. So I really have ordered this properly. But I guess because when you do higher or lower, you get given a number to start off with. So what I'm going to do is just pick out a random number and then compare it against the next. So I'll give you the number 20. Mm. I think people know what's going on by now. But yes. Anyone listening to this knows what's going on. So I'll give you a number 20. And so the show Scrubs, which for context for anyone who hasn't seen it, is a show about doctors and people in hospitals. It's a comedy, but it has its serious moments. How many deaths in the whole of Scrubs, every single season, do you think it is higher or lower than 20 people?
Deaths,
character deaths.
Okay, well, firstly, my brain went straight to the episode where they say that 1 in 3 people admitted to a hospital die, and then at the end they're like, sometimes that doesn't happen, and then all three die, and that's in one episode.
Mm.
So I'm immediately going to go higher, because if that happens in one episode over the whole course of the show...
Whatever. It's not like they don't do like a little trivia count behind the scenes. Like, it's just characters that die that you know.
Is this on screen deaths, or are these deaths just that happen?
Either on screen or implied, yes.
Wait, so like main characters, not just random patients?
No, they wouldn't. It's not a real hospital, Tom.
No, but I mean, like, so are the three in the episode I was talking about counted?
Yeah, because they are deaths that are acknowledged.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be higher then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go higher as well, although I feel like you're throwing a curveball.
It's actually lower. It's 18 deaths in the whole of Scrubs.
That doesn't seem right. What about the episode where all of the ones die from the rabies?
What, 3?
That's still quite a lot.
Yeah, it's added up. It's on the IMDb trivia page.
That seems false.
Yeah, it's IMDb trivia page, so that's where I get a lot of this stuff from. Anyway, so that's the numbers 18, remember that. How many years do you think they lose travelling to Miller's planet with the waves in Interstellar? Is it higher or lower than 18?
I watched this recently, I'm fairly sure.
It was higher.
Higher, yeah.
And you are correct.
I think it was like, it was like 20-something.
23.
It? Yeah.
Higher or lower than 23, the budget of Megan, so the recent, I think, was it 2022?
Yeah.
Horror film with the doll. The budget of that film in millions. So is it higher or lower than 23 million?
I'm inclined to say lower.
It seems I'm going to say higher.
You've got to agree, though. You've got to talk amongst yourselves and agree.
Oh, I thought we were competing. I didn't realise.
Nah.
I'm saying lower because I saw that The Nun 2, which is part of a massive horror franchise, had like a 30 million budget.
That's quite impressive, you know. Like, The Nun wasn't amazing, but budget-wise, that's quite good.
And something with all that like IP and all that previous like films behind it, If a horror film's going to have a higher budget, it would be something like that. And it still only had like 30. Horror films don't tend to have high budgets. And Megan doesn't strike me as one that would have had a high budget.
Just thinking about the VFX. Yeah, no, okay, we'll go
lower. I think most of the VFX was someone in a costume.
No, was it?
That is quite interesting, though, isn't it? That is quite interesting that they somehow managed to... I talk about The Nun now, like, but the visual effects and like how much they spend on visual effects, and the visual effects weren't awful throughout. There are a couple of hairy moments, but what I'm saying, like when you compare it to like other films with visual effects,
yeah,
it costs a whole lot of money. By the way, first Saw film, because I know Saw's coming out soon, first Saw film was $1 million budget.
Yeah, a lot of horror films don't have very high ones.
Yes, it is $12 million, so lower is correct.
Go on.
That is quite low though. That surprised me.
That is quite low.
This is a meta one, bringing meta stuff. The number is 12 that you're comparing it to. Number of episodes we did before I stopped recording out of my laptop.
Jesus Christ.
Do you remember, so we used to be on calls and I used to just record whatever output was coming out of the laptop, including my own voice. So my voice was loud and yours was all quiet.
Yeah, it sounded horrible.
That's got to be lower. That's got to be.
But then I feel like he might be throwing a curveball again and it's actually higher and he's embarrassing us as a three.
No,
I
mean, I don't really know, but I think lower, but I'm, for the sake of it, I'm going to agree with Rory because I don't know how to argue my point.
It's lower, it's 10.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, I can't remember which episode it was.
I should have argued my point.
It was quite easy to find the episode in the end because I was just like, oh, we have a new recording thing today, so, and I was trying to find it.
Damn it.
Yeah, I can't remember what episode that was, but yeah, 10. So we did the whole AI dungeon with it. Right, the number is 10. Number of times Taylor Lautner appears topless in the first four Twilight films. So Twilight, New Moon,
300.
Eclipse, and then I think part one, Breaking Dawn.
Why is this like include those four?
I don't know. I think it was just that the article I found was off before the last one came out, maybe.
Is this scene to scene, or is this like he walks away in one shot and then comes back in another shot with his shirt off still?
I think you've got to treat it like on Amazon, if their name's still on the thing, then that's still their scene. You know what I mean? When you pause and all the cast comes up, if they're in the scene there, then that's one scene. That's how I imagine they measure these things.
I've only seen the first Twilight film, and to be fair, I don't remember him with his shirt off that often.
You've only seen the first one?
I
thought it was shit.
I only remember the first one.
It's overhated.
There's good bits in it, but it was rubbish.
I've watched all of them, but I do not remember any of them after the first one.
But then I feel like after the first one, when everyone started to get really hot, Taylor Lautner, they probably made him take his shirt off more. So I'd be inclined to say higher.
I want to say higher because I know it was a massive joke around the time of be like, oh, keep your shirt on, Jacob.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I'm going to agree.
Higher than 10. So yep, you are right. It's 13. By the way, there was none in the first film.
I don't remember it.
I didn't think so.
It's really
interesting. They live in a cold area.
but he's a...
But he's a wolf, Tom.
He's a wolf.
I know, but like... Does it count as when he's a wolf? Because he's not wearing a shirt then.
That's true.
Maybe it's like a polar bear where he's got see-through hair that you can't see.
Maybe. I mean, you can still see the...
The number's 13. Number of injuries. I just added this recently, by the way, because I went down an Expendables rabbit hole. Have you seen the first Expendables, either of you?
No.
I don't think so.
Not seen any of them.
Okay, well, it's just a standard action film. Sylvester Stallone spends a lot of time on screen with Mr. Oh my God. What's his name? Bogey.
Statham.
Oh. How many injuries do you think he sustained? Is that... No, that's not a word.
Yeah, it is.
Obtained? I don't know.
Sustained is right.
Sustained. That sounds wrong, though, because sustains means keep. But anyway, how many injuries do you think he got filming the first Expendables film? And reading the list of these injuries, by the way, they sound like significant. They don't sound like old bruised hip. Like they sounded like significant, like it would put you out of playing football for a weekend.
So, was it 13 is the number?
13 is the number.
Just one film.
Just the one film, first Expendables.
I mean, if they're serious, over that amount sounds like a lot.
That sounds like enough to halt production.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that was a part of the trivia, but... What's your instinct saying?
This is just going to be a guess. If it's more, but this could be one he's trying to throw us off on. Because if it's more, that is a lot of bad injuries.
It should be lower, really.
Yeah, it should be lower. Like, if he's getting injured that much, something's going wrong with production.
Yeah.
Look after your actors better.
He's one of those, isn't he? One of those where he's just like, nah, that was stunt double.
Should we say lower, then?
Yeah, let's say lower.
I think...
Quite an evil one I've done there, because it's higher, but it's only one higher than 13. Okay. 14 injuries he sustained. I'm just going with that, even though I'm not sure. Filming the Expendables. And there was some serious ones. There were, like, cracked ribs, broken toe, like, proper ones in there. Right, next one. 14 is the number. Jurassic Park, 1993, kill count. The all-human deaths, how many were there?
Well, I watched this not that long ago.
Hmm.
So, there's a guy on the toilet. There's the guy who steals the things. There's Samuel L. Jackson.
There's the keeper who says, clever girl.
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming the guy in the first scene dies when the Velociraptor gets a hold of him. Shooter! Yeah. So that's five. I can't think of any others.
Yeah, let's say lower then.
I'm going to say lower, because I don't think we're getting another 9 or 10.
No.
It is lower, yeah. It's 5. Okay. Literally 5.
Yeah. Oh, we got it spot on.
Let's go.
Yeah, I thought if you hadn't watched that for a while, it might have been a bit easier. Because then you'd been like, oh, hang on, were there loads of deaths? Because there were dinosaurs loose. Yeah. but yes, anyway, I think this was the one that made me think of the... No, this was like one of the other ones that made me think of revisiting the idea. Jaws screen time in minutes in the first film.
Oh.
How often is he in the frame?
I think it's got to be lower, because most of the time he's in it, you don't actually see him. Like in the first scene, she's just getting dragged around. You don't see him.
Does his fin count?
I think so, yeah. It's him, isn't it?
But I think it might be lower.
Yeah, a lot of it's just the music and the dread.
Like, yeah, Jaws is one of those films that is just like, it was like pioneering in the, like, don't show the monster kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was like, that's where the tension comes from when you go and see it.
I think we put our dicks on the table and we say lower.
Yeah, I think we're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's low, yeah. It's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So again, only just. But I thought these ones where it's like 4 minutes and 6 minutes is quite a big difference. Mm. Anyway, the length of the Two Towers extended edition in hours.
Are we including...
This is decimal points, by the way.
Okay.
Higher. I reckon higher.
Huh?
Including credits.
Yeah, that'll be part of the runtime.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going higher then.
Both agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's lower.
Oh.
3.55 in, I mean, that's hours, so it'll be like 3.5 hours. Which I was really worried for a second, because I was like, oh, wow, Tom might have like considered booking that and seen how long it was or something.
And I did consider it, but I didn't.
I watched an hour and a half of it after Fellowship, and I won't lie, the first hour of Fellowship was incredible, and I actually thought it was the most amazing thing ever. The rest of it was really, really good, obviously, but the Two Towers was not as good as I remember it, in terms of the whole Ent stuff. Theoden's stuff is really good. Like early Two Towers, you know, when he's all poisoned and corrupted. Yeah, all that's really, really good. But I don't really care about the Ent stuff. And I think I've seen a lot of the Hobbit stuff too much to enjoy it. Which is really interesting, because I didn't get to Helm's Deep, and that was the bit I was waiting for to push me back up. But as things stand, I put Fellowship as my favourite Lord of the Rings film at the moment.
Damn.
So I might need to change my level.
Return of the King.
Yeah, you need to watch Return of the King.
Yeah. I have seen Return of the King, but not recently. I was discussing this with someone who is in the film buff the other day, saying that the supernatural stuff killed it for me, which is the ghost.
No.
I like that bit.
I like the speech. I don't like the fact they use an army of ghosts to win the fight.
It's in the book.
I mean, you need to take that up with Tolkien.
But don't care. I think fair the enough. Battles between orcs. I mean, wait, we're saying Helm's Deep is the best fight, right?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
As a child, I liked the Battle of Minas Tirith the most.
There's more cheesy stuff going on, which is good cheesy stuff in Return of the King.
That only counts as one.
Yeah. Okay, right, moving on. So 3.55 is your number. The amount of Oscar nominations Leonardo DiCaprio got before he eventually won.
Ooh.
Okay, so he was nominated for Wolf of Wall Street.
Titanic, was he?
I don't think so.
Revolutionary Road, The Aviator?
I think maybe Revolutionary Road. I'm thinking maybe Django.
Django.
Mm, yeah.
I know it was a meme. Maybe I feel like Shutter he'd been Island.
I think he'd been nominated. I have five nominations in my head.
Yeah, I think it's higher.
Yeah, I think it's higher.
He was nominated a lot and never won.
Yeah.
We locking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rory is right with five.
Yes.
Nice. What were
this one you enjoy, Tom? I think Tom especially.
Wait, do you have what the nominations were down?
No. Couldn't be asked.
okay. Fair.
How many, you'll like this, Tom? How many fake deaths / resurrections have there been in the whole Fast franchise?
Okay. Gal Gadot. Dom's wife, her name.
The Japanese guy.
Japanese guy, so that's three already. I'm fairly sure one of the villains has. But I don't remember which one. I don't think there's been as many as it's like joked about, unless I'm forgetting some.
Hmm.
I've only seen two of them, so
I have seen all of them.
Can us be comment?
Still,
does Bow Wow die? Does Bow Wow die and come back?
No, he's just not. He does just get rid of him.
Ah, poor Bow Wow.
I'm gonna have to get an answer from
you, folks.
I think it's lower. I want to say lower. I don't think it's as many as it's like joked about.
Rory, do you want to interject?
I have no clue, so I'm gonna go with what Tom says.
It's higher.
Fuck.
There were six in the end. Letty three times. Han twice. Gal Gadot once.
Okay, well, we got the three characters, right?
Yeah.
We did.
Just didn't get the times right.
Yeah.
Three times,
apparently. Yeah, there's times where you were assumed to believe she was dead and then she wasn't.
Okay.
Right. Next one. So six is your frame of reference. Number of clones... 1 year after the Attack of the Clones, the film in Millions. So the events of Attack of the Clones, 1 year afterwards, how many clones were there meant to be?
I reckon there was more than five.
I've weirdly got the number 6 million in my head.
Well, it's not going to be the same, otherwise I wouldn't give it to you.
Oh, yeah, it was six, sorry.
Oh, it was six, sorry. I thought it was five.
To be fair, Tom was just saying more than five. I don't know if that's what you meant by the weather.
What does he say when he goes to the thing? Yeah, like we have more than this many waiting to go.
I think I found that out as well at the time, but I can't remember what it was now.
Maybe it's I've got 2 billion in my head now.
That seems too many.
They're in a big galaxy.
He's doing ones that are close. He's not going to do 2 billion. Yeah.
I have definitely got at least a few curveballs like that, though.
Yeah.
Where the number just crazily changes.
2 billion seems like an awful lot.
I actually think lower now. I don't know why.
You went from 2 billion to lower than 6 million.
I know. I'm all over the place, Sam. It's been a hard week.
Okay.
You're indecisive.
I'm going to go with him because I don't know.
Okay. Wait, what did you say? Higher or lower?
Lower.
It is low. It's 3 million. It's considerably higher than the amount that Cypher Diaz originally had in the thing in episode two. I think that's the highest amount. I think it was the highest it ever went after Attack of the Clones. I'm not 100%. Right, and I thought I'd compare it to another army, the size of the British Army after World War One, including volunteers. I don't know why I wanted to compare it to that.
It's not very filmy, this one, is it?
It's not very filmy, but I thought it'd be interesting to compare two armies after the film thing.
Roy, you like history more than me. I'll let you do it.
I don't know British Army figures, though.
Yeah. After World War One.
After World War One.
After World War One, yeah.
After so a lot of people died.
A lot of people died in World War One. I'll say that one.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
It's higher, 3.8.
Yeah, to be fair, there are a lot of volunteers. I would have said
the volunteers, trivia. Well, not, it's not trivia, but
cheers.
The volunteers were the majority, I think. So the actual British Army were the first to go in 1914. And then it was volunteers in 1915.
It'd be weird if they sent the volunteers first.
They weren't volunteers.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't send them all at once. They actually they just sent trained troops. And the war basically didn't start for the volunteers. Until, well, I don't know.
They weren't really volunteers. It was conscription. You had to go.
Okay. But there were also people who were volunteering.
Yeah, there were.
It's probably a bit of a euphemism in that on their part, whatever website I looked on. Okay, Tony Stark net worth in billions.
Higher. I don't know. Higher, sure.
I think lower. I mean, I know he's popular, but like 5 billion? Oh, shit, he said
3.8.
What, million?
It's in billions, isn't it?
3.8 is it's in billions.
Yeah.
I think lower.
3.8.
See, I'm thinking this because he had the massive, like... At what point? Because I feel like it would have gone down.
I've just got net worth. So
how can you make so much off skateboards and stuff? I just don't see his net worth being...
Skateboards? It was weapons.
I thought you said Tony Stark,
not Tony Hawk.
I thought you said Tony Hawk.
They don't sound remotely similar.
Sorry.
Tony Hawk is definitely poorer than Tony Stark.
Higher then, higher.
That's a lot of skateboards.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher.
I was trying to think of how many pro skater games there was.
it is considerably higher. It's 9.3. Tony Hawk got paid a lot by those games.
Tony Hawk probably is. I'm kind of curious now what his net worth is.
I don't think it'd be over 3.8 billion.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, 9.3 frame reference. I think we still got quite a few more. So
it's 140 million, Tony Hawk. Mm. So you were right on that side. When you thought it was Tony Hawk, you were dead on.
I knew it.
Right. 9.3. Lowest rated Attack on Titan episode on IMDb.
Way lower than that. 9.3 is way. It's lower. It's lower. It might not be way lower, but it's lower.
Do you want to guess what it is, just as a sweetener?
Probably like 8.1 or something, or 7.9. Something like that. Around that.
8.25.
Tom got it spot on, except for the fact that he said another one afterwards, which kind of soured it. it was Erin's first training episode. I did it with... it was between two, but that was the one with the most ratings, and that was 8.1, so I thought that was the...
Let's go. No Attack on Titan.
How long did the Simpsons movie take production-wise?
In years, I assume.
Yeah.
8.1 years. Jesus.
I feel like it's going to be higher because he said it.
I feel like it's probably one of those curveballs where it's like 12 years in development or something.
Yeah, higher. Let's go higher.
Yeah.
It's higher. It's nine years it took because they were doing the voice acting for the series at the same time and they couldn't really get a break to
do
it.
That makes sense.
Number of films, this is one I added late. Number of films Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson have made together.
Oh. Zoolander.
Dodgeball.
Owen Wilson's not in Dodgeball.
Is he not?
Nah.
Good one. First guess.
Zoolander and the second Zoolander.
Money and me. Oh no, it's just one of them again.
Loki.
Yeah. I'm struggling to think what else they're in. Is Ben Stiller in Cars? He's not, is he?
So are they even is. Like? Are those two a duo other than
Zoolander? Sometimes he is.
Sometimes he's not. Sometimes he gets out of them.
Oh, you.
Sometimes he walks.
Does Ben Stiller ever walk? That's my next Google.
I don't. I can't.
I'm saying lower because I can't remember half the films.
All I can think of is Zoolander.
Yeah.
Are you going for that?
Yeah.
It's 12. So higher. Oh.
What are they? Tell me now.
I don't know. I just it was a list of actors who worked together, and I wanted to pick one that was quite iconic for us. I think there was a bunch of other ones. I can't remember a lot of them, but one of them was a husband and wife combo. I think all of them were higher than 9, basically. So, anyway, so your frame of reference is 12. The youngest you can be in any country to watch the first Saw film. So basically, I'll tell you the country/countries at the end, but like, what's the youngest age you can watch a Saw film so long as you go to this country?
Okay.
Well, there's no trick question. There's no like, oh, you can be any age here. There's nothing like that.
There's probably some weird country where they're like, blood is good for our children. Yeah.
Why did you put on an accent, and what was that accent?
I don't know. It sort of sounded like a posh English one.
Blood is good for our children.
Stop trying to make me sound like a racist. I'm not.
I was going to say thinking, but then I moved into reckon.
I thicken at the idea.
I reckon this is one of the curveballs, and it's gonna be like 10 or something in one of the films.
Yeah, like, let's say lower.
Is it 12? Yeah. I'm
12 was the previous year.
Yeah.
Are you agreeing?
Yeah.
It is higher. It's 13.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, that was stupid. Why did we think that?
It was
God, I'm stupid.
It was Canada and the Philippines. So
Canada.
Yeah, surprising. Isn't
what's
it?
which one was it? Do you know which Saw film it was?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't even a trivia thing I found. I actually actively sought it because I just wanted to see. Because I was thinking of Saw, and I was like, oh, I wonder if anyone can watch that in any country. Right, there's only two left, which is sad.
Nice.
In the scene where Scott Pilgrim throws the Amazon package in the bin behind him, if you remember that.
Yes.
Where he orders a package and he's like, oh, will you stay for your damn package if I go out with you? And he throws it behind him. Obviously, being a, oh my God, what's his name? Edgar Wright film. They did it practically. But how many takes did he need for that?
Oh.
So the number is 13 to compare to.
This is just a guess on how sporty Michael Cera is.
Or lucky.
Yeah, or lucky, yeah.
I can't remember.
Actually, he seems like the kind of guy where he'd do it and get it in like one, and they'd be like,
"Yeah,
the fuck, did you just do that?" So
yeah, I reckon lower.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lower.
It's way higher. It's 33.
Fuck's sake.
Which is quite fun. I feel like 33 is above par. I feel like if most people did that, they'd get it in less than 33. But I don't know. I've never been asked to do that because no one cares if I make that shot.
It'd be weird if you had been asked.
Imagine if I was Scott Pilgrim versus the World instead of Michael Cera. Imagine if you just like you
would have been like 13 or something. Well, in 2010, you would have been 11 or 12.
Yeah,
exactly. It would have made it the 18-year-old that he was going out with the pedo rather than him.
Yeah,
I'm making that. I'm making a scene from that film. My next my film scene grading scene because I found one and I was like, that's amazing. And I just want to go back to it. So 33 is your frame of reference. How many actual cuts in 1917? Not like how many cuts were there you meant to see. How many real cuts were there?
Oh, so hidden ones.
Yeah. How many times did they... Were there one shots?
I reckon it's much higher.
Yeah, I think it's higher. Because I know a lot of hidden shots they usually just go behind like a wall or something and then do a hidden one there.
It's like CGI. I heard something about CGI shots where they like CGI a tree in.
Yeah, so that
wasn't
yeah.
there before.
Yeah.
I think higher is a good thing, good one to go with.
I only remember two big cuts in the film.
Yeah.
The one he got knocked out.
Yeah. What was the other one? There's two where he got knocked out, wasn't there?
Oh, the, honest, the other up. One was probably when the trench collapsed.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking of.
He didn't. I don't think he got knocked out, but I think there's so much darkness that that was just an obvious one.
Mm. Yeah. So higher.
I'm going to go higher just because I know, like in all films like that, like Birdman as well, there's so many hidden shots because it's just nigh on impossible to do a film like that with no cuts at all.
It is actually higher, but it's only just higher. And it annoyed me that it like, because you went way higher, and I was like, well, they're wrong about that.
Yeah.
Because it's only just, it's 34, so.
Well.
Which is still bloody impressive.
It is. That is not a lot
I love that film.
Yeah, me too.
Not it's not like one of my favourite films. I just love what they did with it, and I don't think it was a gimmick at all.
No.
I think it ended up being very effective and very interesting.
Yeah, they didn't do it just because they could. They did it because it would aid the film.
It almost felt like a regular film in a war setting rather than feeling like a war film. And like quite, it's just so enjoyable just watching actors do stuff rather than...
Yeah.
Like, because in a way, some films you watch them and you think, like, they could just be doing 10 seconds of filming and then going and smoking a cigar in the caravan for the next 10 minutes.
Cigar.
And it's quite nice.
A cigar in the caravan? Are they filming at Butlins?
I had Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in my mind. In like the little cabin that he goes in when he has a
trailer, yeah.
The trailer, that's what I meant. That's like the same thing.
Anyway. Really
caravan
not,
and
trailer
is
really
the same
much
thing. Caravan's just bigger.
I'm just imagining them going to like the Butlins buffet and then having a cigar at their caravan after. In like my head.
32 minutes looks good for a time. So I think we'll call it there. Thanks for coming to the Bring 'Em It podcast. Don't let this one flop, please, because it took quite a long time. So I know if you're at the end of this, you're not really my target audience, but okay, I'll say cheers for making it this far because it was a lot of effort.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, I might do a part two at some point, but like all my initial ideas are gone. So, right. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.